through Virginia, he waltzed through Tennessee, and he worked in the coal mines of Ohio. The tunnels made him bend, but the digging made him strong, and he found himself a crazy wife in Shiloh. Kirby put the fiddle up like a kitten to his cheek, and he laughed as he laid his chin upon it. Move a little closer, son, could you toss me that old bow? If it's dancing time you want, my boy, you got it. Kirby sang a verse or two and the fiddle took the rest. Cold black lungs, they ain't worth a damn for singing. Mornings I would walk the path that led to Kirby's door, and I'd stay till the dinner bell was ringing. His wife, her name was Jenny. She kept the chickens fed. She took to being sick most every winter. And in the spring and summer, she was like a little girl. But each autumn seemed to bring the snowfall sooner. Kirby said the woman's crazy, but I love her anyway. She's the apple of my eye without the core. She used to be so handsome that it hurt to look too long, but she's hardly even pretty anymore. I grew up fast and moved away, found the city life. I was hired to sweep the hospital floor. It was easy work and quiet. I didn't mind the pay, and I stayed there till I couldn't stay no more. And one night I found Kirby sleeping in the 12-bed ward, and I swept around his bed for half an hour. He woke up, said, "Hey doctor, what you doing with that broom? Could you get the nurse to water these old flowers?" I asked him where was Jenny, and I saw it in his eyes. She passed away with last winter's high snow. I said, "Kirby, where are you going? Where will you go from here?" He said, "Doctor, sir, I'm going back to Shiloh."